In conclusion, history is a great judge of our intentions and actions. If someone was to write a biography of your life, what would they say? Some things in my life I would not want to be in print, much less told about me. But this I know. I love Jesus. I've committed my life to serving Him. I have my good days and my bad days. Some days I just want to crawl into my Heavenly Father's lap and just stay there. Other days I sense that God is using me to make a difference. When I am weak, He is strong. When I am foolish, He is wise. I know He loves me regardless of what I do or don't do. I know He will use me, sometimes in spite of myself. But the one thing I crave to hear one day is this: "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Now enter into my kingdom." We are the leaders, so let's act like one. You are God's plan to accomplish the ministry He has for you. No one can do it for you or like you. You are a one of a kind. God loves you, has chosen you, and desires to use you. The choice is yours. My prayer for you is that you realize God wants to use you to impact the world you live in today, and also the world our children and our grandchildren will grow up in. We are not only living to reach the world today, but we are seeking to leave a legacy of faith that will pass from our generation to the next. My prayer is that you will focus on God's Word, one another, the guest, the body of Christ, and your community. How you do that will be your choice. If we want to see a life-changing, dynamic, authentic revival, it will have to start somewhere. Maybe God wants to use you and your class to get it all started in your church. You'll only know if you act.